Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today is Nancy Hogan with the Red Rock Area Community Action Program, and we'll be discussing the Iowa Home Energy Assistance Program. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us today, Nancy.
Thank you for having me.
And we're discussing the Iowa Home Energy Assistance Program here at the Red Rock Area Community Action Program. Obviously, as it's getting closer to winter, we're closing in on November. Temperatures are actually going to start dipping. I know right now it's Tuesday and it's warm outside, but that's not going to stay that way. And so people out there may be wanting to know how or what this program is and who's eligible. Can you just explain a little bit in detail about this program in general?
Sure. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program was established to help low-income Iowans, homeowners and renters, pay a portion of their primary heating costs for the upcoming winter heating season. And the assistance is based on several factors. It's based on a person's income, household size, type of fuel they use, and type of housing they live in. They have to meet 150% of the federal poverty level guidelines. We have already started taking applications for anyone over 60 or disabled or who might be in crisis. And by crisis, we mean they're threatened with a disconnect or are out of propane or something like that. There are several things we have to have when a family comes in to apply. We have to have proof of all household income for the most recent 3 months. We have to have Social Security cards for all household members, a recent heat bill, a recent electric bill, and a recent telephone bill. And there are several different factors in the way we figure the income. The best thing for anyone to do who thinks they might be interested in applying would be to give us a call at 842-6571. We can go over the program with them and see if they might qualify. And we do see people by appointment and by walk-in, but we prefer appointment.
And you said that you've started taking people over 60, disabled, and in crisis. When does the program open up for other subgroups?
The program opens up November 1 for any other household, and we will take applications then November 1 through April 29 of 2012.
Some people might be wondering, where does this money come from? How do you guys hand out this assistance?
This is a federally funded program. It's all federal dollars.
Okay. And so when a person comes in for a meeting, what should they expect as they sit down?
Well, usually if they have everything with them that I just listed, we can usually start to finish. We can have an application done in approximately 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay. And what kind of questions can they expect about those items that you listed? I mean, what are you guys looking for here, I guess? Because if they're coming in blind, they may not, you know, necessarily know off the top of the head.
Well, the main thing is they have to meet the income guidelines to qualify for the program. And once we get that determined, then we go ahead and we have to enter all household income, birth dates, social security numbers, all kinds of family data into the program, and then it will tell us whether or not the person's eligible. And if they are eligible, how much they're eligible for.
And is there anything else that you wanted to mention about this program?
It does. The winter moratorium, which is if anyone who qualifies for this program, then the utilities cannot disconnect you. And that moratorium goes into effect November 1 and goes till April 1. However, we don't want people to think that just because they sign up for the program, they shouldn't pay their bill all winter. That's not why it's there. It's there to protect you in case you get in trouble, but they do need to go ahead and make payments in the winter, because if they don't, they're in trouble in the spring.
And what, do you guys have any other programs here going on right now that you think people should be aware of?
Oh, we have some other programs, utility programs, where if they meet all the guidelines and the rules and regulations, we might be able to assist. But with utilities, normally once the heating assistance program starts, that's the main program that we deal with.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention? All right. Well, thank you very much, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thanks to Nancy Hogan, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com by clicking Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.